Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh, Basabane, good morning and welcome to you. Let's praise Him. The Lord is good this morning on a Sunday morning. What a mighty God we serve. You know, in the place of prayer, I just want to encourage, I suppose, one particular person. You know, this person that has had to forgive, you know, forgive. You're not forgiving because you were wrong in your assessment of the situation. You're forgiving because you are a child of God and the Lord requires that you do so, Basalwane. And then part of the reason why you are actually forgiving is also because when the enemy raises accusations, you know, against us in the throne room of our Heavenly Father, we need to be in the on the side of God, in right standing with our Heavenly Father. Kungabikhonto, Basalwane, that He can legitimately present, you know, an accusation against us. And so this morning, the ones that we know, we bring before our Father, so that the ones that we really do not know, we know that the Lord and the blood of Jesus, you know, continues to wash us clean, Basalwane. Hallelujah. The atonement, you know, for our sin, the one that we know, it begins from a place of acknowledgement, a place of confession, and a place of true repentance. And so why do we forgive? We forgive this morning, Basalwane, because it is the heart of the Father that we be in harmony, that we live peaceably with one another, and that even in the midst of continuous accusation, continuous perpetration, continuous prosecution, Basalwane, understanding that we are actually in that era of the persecuted church. So in the midst of continued prosecution, sometimes, you know, by people that we ought to be journeying with, sometimes by people we look up to, you know, sometimes by people who are supposed to be of the same faith, and yet we find ourselves persecuted in spite of it all. You know, when someone just hates you for no reason, and they don't just dislike you, they literally hate you. They do things, you know, and say things and annihilate your character and spread vicious false rumors against you, and they do whatever they can. And those who are of the same faith, you know, there are people, but we really need to be careful, you know, with how we do things. There are people who are not afraid, you know, to pray vicious prayers against their own brothers and sisters in the faith, you know, instead of presenting the case before the Lord and allowing the Lord to judge righteously, you know, praying vicious prayers, cutting off people spiritually, all these weird things that we've picked up along the way. And so if you are on the receiving end of that vicious, a hand of the enemy, because whenever we go, you know, into the place of prayer to cut off people, that's witchcraft. So when we are the ones doing it, may the Lord truly help us to see our ways, Basalwane. And if we are on the receiving end, you know, of that vicious behavior, may the Lord give us grace this morning. And so if you look at, we're just going to reference the story between Hannah and Penina. You know, when you sit down and think about the attitude of Penina, you know, this, what was Penina's problem? If you really had to think about it, what was Penina's problem? Because Penina had everything. She had a husband. She had everything. And yes, the Bible tells us that Elkanah loved Hannah. It's not that Penina was not loved. Yeah, but Penina, she was an agitator, Basalwane. She was an aggressor. In her position, she had everything that Hannah did not have, but she continued, you know, to poke all manner of hurtful darts in the life of Hannah. And you and I need not be discouraged. And yet, we see Paul in the second book of Corinthians, chapter 12, presenting a matter before the Lord. Utu Paulo saiboba wa ikona, 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 ikona. Na limeva. What can you not do? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? And yet the Lord gives him a very interesting response. Actually, Paul, don't worry. My grace is sufficient enough, where now all you need is my power to be made perfect when you are weak. So in those times, Bazalwane, when we are on the receiving end, you know, of a the pain of a continuous thorn in our lives, understand that the grace of God is made sufficient in your life and in my life. That when we are weak, when we feel like sipelile akusekho ngathi, you know, the enemy has closed in on us, when you feel all sorts of things that you ought to feel when you are under attack, understand that at your weakest, actually the strength of God and the power of God is made perfect. There is a perfection of power when we understand, Bazalwane, that umkhulu ongakithi, hallelujah, bangcwele umkhulu. This morning, I need somebody to rise up and to declare it to yourself. Umkhulu ongakithi than he that is on the side of the enemy. And so be encouraged this morning in Jesus' mighty name, and let go of igqubu, let go of the pain. Learn to love those who have chosen in their lives not to love you. Learn to pray for those who are showing up and as enemies. Learn to pray for those who are persecuting you, mtasekhaya, and pursue peace. That peace is in Jesus Christ. Ngoba umkhulu ongakithi this morning in Christ our Lord. Let's meet on the other side, Bazalwane. Sithandaza sonke, sizokhunga phambi kwetrone kaThixo this morning in Jesus' mighty name.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.